أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Surah Al-Isra, today we will look at the final section, which is section 10, and that's ayat 106 to 111. And in essence, it's about the attributes of Allah, His praise, and declaring His perfection. It's phenomenal. So let's start with ayah 106, where Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَقُرْآنًا, this Qur'an. فَرَقْنَاهُ لِتَكْرَوْهُ عَلَى النَّاسِ عَلَى مُكْثٍ. We have revealed it in portions, so they may read it to the people or recite it upon the people in slow degrees, bit by bit. See, mukthin means to wait and recite slowly, but also means revealed at appropriate occasions. وَنَزَّلْنَاهُ تَنْزِيلًا, and we have revealed it in portions. The Qur'an was revealed all at once to the heart of the Prophet in Laylatul Qadr, but then each part was revealed or recited upon the people according to the occasion, whatever it demanded, and then it was revealed. Ayah 107, قُلْ, say, آمِنُ بِهِ أَوْ لَا تُؤْمِنُ, believe in it or don't believe in it. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْإِلْمِ, indeed those who have been given ilm, knowledge, مِنْ قَبْلِهِ, before it, إِذَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ, when it is recited upon them, that is when the Qur'an is recited upon them, يَخِرُّونَ لِلْأَذْكَانِ سُجَّدًا, they fall on their chins in sajda. Now, when you fall on your chin in sajda, it means you're so overwhelmed, you've lost control, and you go straight into sajda. That is the power of the message of the Qur'an. وَيَقُولُونَ, and they say, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّنَا, we declare the perfection of our Rabb. إِنْ كَانَ وَعْدُ رَبِّنَا لَمَفْعُولًا, most surely the promise of our Rabb has been fulfilled. And then an ayah of Mustahab Sajda, ayah 109. وَيَخِرُّونَ لِلْأَذْكَانِ, again, they fall down on their chins, overwhelmed. يَبْقُونَ, they weep, they cry. وَيَزِيدُهُمْ خُشُوعًا, and it only adds to their awe, to their humility towards Allah. This is the power of the Qur'an. That's what it's supposed to do to you and me. It's supposed to overwhelm us. And then ayah 110. I love this ayah. قُلْ, say. قُلْ إِدْعُوا اللَّهَ أَوْ إِدْعُوا الرَّحْمَنَ, call upon Allah or call upon the Rahman. أَيَّامًا تَدْعُوا, whatever name you call upon with him. He says, فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى, he has the best of attributes. He has the best of names. And then he says, وَلَا تَجْهَرْ بِصَلَاتِكَ, don't say your salah, your prayer, with a very raised voice. وَلَا تُخَافِتْ بِهَا, nor should you have a very soft voice. وَابْتَغِي بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا, find a way between the two. Don't be overly loud, don't be overly soft. Find a way between. I'd like to talk about Asma al-Husna, but maybe we will do that after tomorrow. And then finally, the last ayah, وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ, and say Alhamdulillah. And the next surah, surah number 18, obeys this order, and it starts with Alhamdulillah. That's Surah Al-Qahf. الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ, he who has not taken a son, who has no partner in his kingdom. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِنَ الذُّلِّ, and he has no friend to assist in times of weakness. وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا, and declare his greatness, magnifying it. And this ayah is in essence the concept of Tawheed. But if we put the first ayah, which starts with Subhan, which starts with the declaring of the perfection of Allah, we add the Alhamdulillah from this ayah. The middle part of this ayah talks about Takhleel, which is La ilaha illallah, and it ends with Takbir. It is actually all about Tasbihat Arba. Subhanallahi, walhamdulillahi, wa la ilaha illallahu, wallahu akbar. And that in essence completes Surah Al-Isra. Tomorrow we will look at an overview, and inshallah we will look at Asma'ul Husna in greater detail. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.